Hello and welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch, and we have the lovely and talented Kat, that's C-A-T, walking the dog. Kat, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcasts, and all your premier podcast platforms. We also can be found on Facebook and Instagram. Give us a follow. And if you found us, either one of us on TikTok, we'll TikTok to you. We're going to shout out to European towns that are listening to us. I think one of them makes one of your favorite lunch meats. Bologna, Italy. Bologna is famous for the warm, welcoming atmosphere and its immense cultural, historical, and artistic heritage. Breathtaking churches, museums, famous medieval squares, not to mention the delicious Bolognese cuisine, known and acclaimed worldwide. Our other town is Swed, Germany. It's known for its combination of industrial strength and its natural beauty. Its major industrial center in the Brandenburg, Germany, with large wool refinery and paper mill. Giving y'all a round of applause.
All right. Alcohol is always here on the back porch. You know, it's funny how drinking 8 cups of water a day seems impossible, but drinking 8 beers a day, it's really no problem. I'm backing up, having a Corona with a lime today. It's been a while.
It's that time of year.
Starting to heat up here on the back porch. Corona goes down. Seems like bands go through cycles right out the gate. All the members are like, hell yeah, let's do this thing. Creative juices are flowing. And, you know, the bands, usually the first couple offerings are their best. Then things start to go sideways. You got ego, dodgy record companies, and all that bullshit usually tears it all apart. But if you've ever been lucky enough, catch Guns N' Roses, UB40, English Beat, Kings of Leon, The Killers, whoever it is, catch them when they're just starting out. You know, then you know what we're talking about. You saw or heard a band for the first time and said, these guys or gals are going to be big. For me, you know, out of high school, way back in the day, it was probably REM, U2, heading into college, you know, discovered college radio, hearing Superchunk, Sonic Youth, Swerve Driver for the first time. It blew my mind. You know, there's this eureka moment when you hear a song, it feels like it's speaking right to you. On the sad end, is when one of your favorite bands, they keep dragging on, embarrassing themselves by continuing on with only one member left. Vocal cords have left the room. You know who you are. Axel, Wilted Rose. You know, seeing one of your favorite bands in a deteriorated state is kind of no fun. And the other sad thing going on right now is, where are the new bands? Who is coming up through the club circuit these days? Here in Richmond, we had a very vibrant music scene, didn't we, Kat? Like,
yes, I would agree.
Then 90s.
90s, yeah.
Lots of clubs to play. Of course, when it gets dark, it's kind of scary down there. So who's coming up through the circuits these days? I don't know. Is it still a thing, or is it just put your songs on YouTube and wait and see how many hits you get?
Immediate gratification. I'm going to give you all my talent out in the world, and you're going to recognize and think I'm the best thing since sliced bread.
So 4 dudes, 4 girls in a van riding around with some bass drum guitar, that's over with, I guess.
No, because they're either trying to, you know, press for fame or something, I guess. I don't know.
You know, we need, you know, We need bass. We need guitar. We need drums. We need kids playing instruments. We're still, you know, keeping the dream alive. You can hear a new band that catches your ear on one of these options. And when it happens, you know, Kat and I love, that's, you know, yes, that's our jam. All right, let's roll right into one tough, awesome lady. It's Miss Shelley Duvall. Oh, we got a late, late.
We had a malfunction.
Firing the sound engineer. Shelley Duvall.
Welcome to be fired tonight, trust me.
Shelley, born in 1949 from Fort Worth, Texas. Shelley Duvall ruled the 70s into the 80s. Starred in several Hollywood films. She was not a trained actress.
No.
Shelley Duvall was discovered at a party she was throwing for a boyfriend who was an artist or something. It was three crew members in town working on this movie called Brewster McCloud. Look that one up. And they were at the party and noticed Shelley's kind of offbeat looks and height. She was cast in Astrodome, The Atlantic. She was doing photo shoots for Vogue. And it was that fast. Films like, Thieves Like Us, Three Women, of course, The Shining, made Shelley Duvall a star. I didn't know this. She is known as the fifth best screen queen for her work in horror films. Shelley Duvall won the Best Actress Award at Cannes one time, 2 Emmys. 4 of her films that she was in are preserved in the National Film Registry, which are McCabe and Miss Miller, Nashville, Annie Hall, and Back to the Shining. But more importantly, Shelley Duvall loved and admired by anyone who's ever worked with her. And that makes Shelley Duvall one tough, awesome lady. Are we still watching stuff?
We're still watching, and I just finished it, and it's pretty good. It's a 4-piece adaptation by the BBC called Miss Austin. It's by Gil Hornsby, a 2022 novel. It's about the life of Cassandra Austin, Jane Austen's older sister, and the events surrounding the burning of Jane Austen's letters. And it's on PBS, so it's from Masterpiece. And I just listened a little while ago about the writer of the novel that it's based on. And basically, the writer ended up living into the house that Cassandra Austin was engaged to this guy. And he tells her, you know, you just wait for me. I'm going to be in South America for like a year. I'm going to come back and we're going to get married. You just wait for me. And she goes, well, I will never, ever marry another person. And it ends up that this writer ends up living in the house that this guy used to live in. And she gets this whole story. And anyway, he eventually does not come back from South America and does end up deceased. And she never ends up marrying anyone. But all the events in this novel are about, there were like 4 girls that were like, in Jane Austen's family, there were 6 boys and 2 girls, Cassandra and Jane. And then there was 2 other friends that were like their best friends. Well, one of their best friends' husband dies. And she's worried about now that someone is going to have access to the letters that were written between Jane and her best friend. And it's not really, it's trying to keep Jane looking like she is a good person all the time. But sometimes when you have friends, you're going to tell the truth. What you think about your other relatives and your household, this, that, and the other. And she's trying to keep that from happening. So she's in this, and And in the production, they kind of go through the chances that Cassandra had again to marry someone else, and some of the, you know, the chances that Jane had to marry someone else. Otherwise, the two of them wouldn't end up having been both spinsters. And, you know, of course, the two of them were very close until Jane's death at 41 from Addison's disease, which is kind of like, I think JFK had Addison's. It's like glandular disease that just kind of robs you. Anyway, I thought it was a very good production. It's a very important year for people who are Jane Austen fans. It's her 250th birthday. And a lot of people are going to Bath and different parts there in the south of England. Just remember Jane Austen. So if you're a big Jane Austen fan, this is a great production to watch because you get to see kind of what happened after she died and what her family thought of Jane Austen, you know, and you kind of get to know a little bit about Cassandra also. Anyway, if you want to, it just finished there on PBS, you want to check it out. There's always PBS Passport. And if you give money to PBS Passport, you are giving money to PBS and NPR and all those things that we need to keep around. So my suggestion to you is to go ahead, put that $60 down for that PBS Passport for the year, watch Miss Austen, and continue supporting PBS.
All right. So parched. Do we have a shot?
We have a shot. It is called the Twinkie Shot.
No.
It is one part.
Remember how many Twinkies I ate in school?
I ate a ton of Twinkies. It's one part cake vodka, one part whipped cream vodka, heavy cream, vanilla extract, and a few drops of yellow food coloring.
I think I got it. It's called a toothache shot. All right, let's see what this glass of sugar is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you think? Is it too sweet?
It's too sweet.
It's too sweet.
It's a shot that tastes like a... Now, give it a try. This week we were bumpered in. Band of the Week is actually a man of the week. Tim Story, born in 1957 from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Tim Story, composer, sound artist, musician. He's received global acclaim all over the world. Careers span four decades. Tim Story, he released his work on Windham Hill, which I believe is the same label George Winston.
Yeah, that's the one George was on.
And Tim Story's work, it kind of reminds me of George Winston. Instrumental music that's emotional, sometimes sad, definitely
kind of laid back.
Yeah, 25 albums. Wow, that's a lot. Tim Story's music has appeared in many television and film soundtracks. You've heard Tim Story's work and you don't even know it. Check out Tim Story wherever you get your music. I want to thank everybody for hanging out on the back porch. We'll see y'all down the road.
See ya.